Hello and welcome to Food Integrity Now. We are so excited to be at our new home on Castle Rock Radio. This is our first show on the radio, and I really want to welcome all our wonderful sponsors. We've handpicked our sponsors for this important show. I'm here today with two of my co-hosts, Matt Spaeth and Susan Wright.
Hey, everyone. This is Matt. Our show, Food Integrity Now, was started by three friends with a common thread, passion about food. We had learned of the many unpublicized changes to the way food is produced, and we decided to investigate hidden ingredients, genetically modified organisms, antibiotics, inhumane treatment of animals, hormones, animal cloning, the list goes on, and the reality of it is unsettling. Behind the veil of shiny packages and pretty labels worked scientists, not chefs, creating our food. While what we eat still looks the same, much of it has fundamentally changed, and it continues to change every day. We started a Facebook group called the Food Integrity Movement, where we could share information, and hundreds of members joined in the first week. Most of the public have no idea what is really going on, and would make different choices in the supermarket if they did. It is our goal to educate people about what is really in their food so they can make informed choices about what they put in their bodies.
This is Susan. We are so excited to have Charlotte Gerson on our show for the second time and for the first show with Castle Rock Radio. Charlotte is the founder of Gerson Institute, a nonprofit organization that provides education and training in Gerson therapy, a non-toxic treatment of cancer and other diseases, using a diet of organic fruits and vegetables, detoxification, and supplementation with nutritional supplements. The website is www.gerson.org. That's G-E-R-S-O-N.org. And you can call them at 619-685-5353. Gerson therapy was developed by Charlotte's father, Dr. Max Gerson, in the 1920s, and thousands of people have used the therapy to recover from cancer and other diseases. Welcome, Charlotte. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here with you.
Charlotte, do you want to explain to our listeners what is the Gerson therapy and how it was founded? And just give us some details about it, please.
Sure. Well, you already gave quite a little of it. The therapy is really based on fresh, living, organic, vegetarian food. Nothing that's processed, that's altered, that's changed, that's treated and heated and otherwise damaged by toxic additives and things like that. Everything is fresh, living, organic, and as much as possible raw. It is not all raw. Dr. Gerson, my father, was regularly trained as a medical doctor like any other doctor, you know, diagnose and treat and so on. But he had a problem. His problem was he had very severe migraine headaches. And he asked his doctors, his professors, the teachers, they all told him, well, just look it up and there's nothing you can do and you'll feel better when you're 55. But I'm 25. I can't live like this. Okay, well, he decided he would have to find his own solution to his migraine headaches because they kept him sometimes 2 and 3 days a week in bed with a darkened room and sensitive to noise and light and nauseated and in misery. Okay, so he set out. It took a long time. And he tried, and he talked to a lot of doctors, and he had all kinds of medical journals translated for him into German and so on. He was born and living in Germany. And finally, after a long period of studies and looking around, he found one strange thing that he had never seen before, where apparently a woman changing her diet had some improvement in her migraines. Diet? He'd never heard anything about diet. Now, remember, this was before World War One, about 105 or 10 years ago, 1905, 6, 7, something like that. And so, but he was ready to try anything, and he tried. And he finally found a diet that kept him free of migraines. And it was fresh, vegetarian, and salt-free. Now, in those days, there was no artificial fertilizer, and there was no pesticides and fungicides and food chemistry and all that. So it wasn't all that far removed. But he found exactly what it took. And he went on what he finally discovered by trial and error to be a migraine diet that kept him free of migraines. And he started to use that in his practice. Now, that was after World War I, after he was released there from the Army. So occasionally, patients would come with migraines, and he'd tell them, look, it's supposed to be incurable, but this and this is what I'm doing, and I'm free of migraine. Why don't you try it? And they usually came back after several weeks and said, doctor, as long as I don't cheat, I'm free of migraines. Until one patient came back and said, Dr. Gerson, I'm clear of migraines, but I also had skin tuberculosis. That was called lupus vulgaris, skin tuberculosis, and that healed too. So Dr. Gerson said, no, that's not possible. It's incurable. It must have been something else. But he had proof, laboratory proof, that this had, his skin lesions had tubercular bacilli in them. And then Dr. Gerson, who was trained also by one of the top neurosurgeons in Europe by the name of Otfried Förster, he said, look, I'm a neurologist, and I don't see skin diseases. Do you know others who have this disease? It's relatively rare. Oh, sure, he said, in the hospital where I was. So Dr. Gerson said, look, send me a few. I will treat them free of charge. I just want to know. Anyway, that's how he started to treat skin tuberculosis. And sure enough, with what he considered his migraine diet, the tuberculosis cleared up. He couldn't understand it. But he found that also other forms of TB were responding. And then he was called to Berlin, to one of the biggest hospitals there, and they gave him a whole station with only so-called uninfluenceable lung tuberculosis patients, and he treated them with this originally a migraine diet. And they recovered. But, and this is when he parted company with orthodox medicine, a number of those patients had other problems. Some had allergies, some had asthma, some had high blood pressure or too low blood pressure. There were all kinds of kidney damage, all kinds of problems. And all those problems also cleared up. That's when Dr. Gerson understood that this, what he thought was his migraine diet, this nutritional therapy for himself was clearing the body of chronic degenerative disease.
Wow.
That was the start of how he worked also, how he worked out a cancer therapy.
Well, how was he received by the medical community? And
they hated him.
Huh.
He was doing things that they couldn't do. He was showing them off. He was healing patients that they had been sent to, that they had sent home to die, or sent home helpless. They hated him. They tried all kinds of things. First, they tried to report him to the tax authorities. They thought, like themselves, he was cheating on his taxes. He wasn't. So the authorities came and examined him, and he said, Dr. Gerson, the examiner said, I have to congratulate you. Everything is in perfect order. Then they turned around to the denouncers and found that they were the cheaters and things like that.
Now, cancer has a different, a little bit different of a nutritional
protocol. Correct. It took more.
Uh-huh.
It took more than the migraine diet. usually when he was using the migraine diet with a good nutrition, essentially all nutritious, meaning no animal products, no meat, fish, cheese, chicken, eggs. But after a while, when these people had responded well, they were able to eat a little egg, they were able to eat a little fish, they were able to eat. When he tried that on cancer patients, it didn't work. It took him another while and a lot of studies and checking into records, also, for instance, of Sloan Kettering, to see that patients who had high cholesterol in their blood did not recover as well after surgery and had more trouble and had more pain and had easier recurrences. Cholesterol, oh. So that's when he stopped using even a little butter that he had used for the migraine patients. He stopped using all fats. Wow. And lo and behold, the cancer went away.
Well, Charlotte, this is fascinating. We are just getting ready to take a break, and
yes,
we will be back. And you are listening to Food Integrity Now on Castle Rock Radio. Stay tuned.
CastleRockRadio.com. The future of radio.
Hi, folks. My name is Guy Harrell, and my family has been in the surgical stainless steel cookware business for 63 years. I am a value dealer. I sell for less. The cookware is used by Gearson and Price Pottinger, people around the world. Why? Our steel is non-reactive, non-porous, and is correct for your cooking needs. The temperature gauge knob tells you when the texture of produce and minimizes plant cell breakage, saving up to 48.9% more nutritional food value. The cookware has a lifetime warranty. No aluminum, no coatings, no cast iron, no ceramic, and no glass. Nothing to break or wear out. And you can stack cook up to three tiers high, saving you energy as well as food value. Call the Cookware Guy at 760-505-7057 or visit our website at www.stainlesscookware4u.com. That's stainlesscookware4u.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Carol again, and I just wanted to talk to you about one of our new sponsors, Hole in the Wall Herb and Vitamin Shop up in Woodland Park. The owners, Mark and Nancy Duvall, are not only close personal friends, but they're also my nutritional gurus. They are now selling, teaching, and doing Acira bioenergetic testing on their clients. I had this done, and I found out all my food allergies, emotional stressors, environmental sensitivities, hormonal balance, and I received a customized homeopathic remedy. Please call them for more information at 1-800-437-3240.
The Norwalk Juicer, constantly developing and improving since Dr. Walker produced the first one in 1934. Nowhere in the world is there another juicer which even remotely compares with the Norwalk. It is easy to use for salads, cereals, and flour, nuts and seeds, frozen fruit and herbs. Want to know more? Google Norwalk Juicers or call 1-800-405-8423. That's Norwalk Juicers, or call 1-800-405-8423.
Welcome back to Food Integrity Now. This is our first show on Castle Rock Radio, and we have an amazing guest today. We have Charlotte Gerson with the Gerson Institute, and she's been sharing her story of her father's discovery of a cure for cancer and other chronic diseases. Welcome back, Charlotte.
Thank you very much.
So you were talking about how he had discovered that he had to change some of the dietary requirements and remove some of the animal fat in order to have it work for cancer.
Yes, very true. And of course, the major thing that we have had it add in the meantime now, we are talking a present time rather than, you know, World War One. Yes, we have to eliminate all toxic substances. And it is correct that, you know, using good organic cookware, stainless steel cookware, and using the right kind of juicer, all of that is important in order to really, really help the patients. And what's much more important yet is that when you are able to help to turn the body around, to help to give it the nutrients that help it to fight and kill malignant tissue, and that's exactly what happens, we are able to get rid of the worst cancers and the farthest advanced cancers that have been sent home to die.
Wow, that's amazing. So then what happened next with your father after this amazing discovery?
Well, of course, then, you know, came all the political upset, and we had to leave Germany, and he settled in the United States, and he continued to work and show what he was able to do, and he got more and more opposition, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to say, the Orthodox establishment people have long found out that he was right, and actually already 100 years ago, there were publications that showed that pancreatic enzymes, for instance, can help to help the body to fight and clear malignant tissue. So why don't we use them?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Materials. They're natural materials. They're unpatentable, so they can't bring in money. Mm-hmm. That's the reason, and that is the very sad thing. But that's always the same reason why Dr. Gerson was vilified, why they refused to publish his material. And then I still have the letters of rejection of his papers. Then they claimed that his treatment was secret, that he wouldn't share it with anybody, and it went on and on.
Charlotte, I understand that you have a... you have a center in Mexico, and you also have some...
Okay, now wait a minute. Let's be very careful. That is not permitted. I cannot, as an American, have a center in Mexico. They are, I have, however, met with and trained a group of Mexican doctors who are able and willing and happy to use this treatment. And we are having dramatic results in this Mexican clinic, but it's not mine.
Okay. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit, for the people that don't know, about some of the adversities that the alternative cancer treatments have been having in the face of Western medicine and laws being set by the FDA.
Oh, my goodness. It goes on and on. Well, there, one of the people is, for instance, Dr. Nicolas Gonzalez, and he is using nutrition and pancreatic enzymes correctly and very excellently with very good results. And he, too, is being attacked, and the material that he would love to publish doesn't get published, and other ways he's getting, troubles with the FDA, and they don't allow him, you know, to get all the nutrients in and to describe them accurately, and it's pretty horrifying. Others, actually, there were some doctors who used nutrition for not necessarily cancer, but other chronic diseases. And there was one or another that was even jailed. Mm-hmm. It's forbidden. There's actually laws there, not true laws, the health department regulations, they call them, for instance, in California, that state that any doctor or health practitioner who treats or diagnoses cancer with anything other than radiation, surgery, or chemo is a felon, a criminal.
That's
goes
shocking.
To jail, loses his license, and pays a $10,000 fine. It's a criminal offense to cure cancer because you're not using the materials that make huge sums of money.
So you say these are regulations, they're not actual laws?
Well, they're enforced as laws. Mm-hmm. They're so-called health department regulations.
I was having a conversation with a medical doctor a couple of weeks ago, and I was telling him about your therapy, and he hadn't heard of it. And
that's highly unlikely because it's been publicized a great deal, but it's possible.
I feel like many of the doctors out there are just really faithful in getting all their information from the AMA and really believe that the
that's the only correct information. They're brainwashed. They're told that anything that doesn't appear in their medical journals is quackery, and they should disregard it. Yes, they are told that.
Do you feel that in recent years there's been any change in helping other doctors to see the light?
Yes, there have been some changes. There are now more doctors that use alternative treatments, not always necessarily for cancer, but without landing in jail and without losing their licenses. They're just beginning to close their eyes to this kind of thing because the public is asking for treatment. The public is starting to be disgusted. The public is beginning to understand that chemo doesn't work. As a matter of fact, a study in Australia has shown that chemo has longest-term results in not more than 2.1% of the cases who get it, even though, let's say, 100% get it. Not quite 100% do. But 2.1%, which means, on the other hand, that 97.9% don't get any benefit out of it.
Well, you know, Charlotte, I think a lot of people just think that this is the only choice they have.
That's what they're told.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we're so excited to have you on our show so that we can get the word out to as many people as possible that there are alternatives for healing cancer.
Well, I appreciate your courage because it does take courage.
Yeah.
There was a radio host by the name of Long John Neighbor many years ago who put my father on. And my father, he was going to be on late into the night at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And he was supposed to be on for 1 hour. Well, they kept him on for 4 or 5 hours. But as a result, Long John Neighbor was fired from the radio station.
Charlotte, do you have any statistics about success stories your treatment?
Let me first say, please, statistics on the Gerson therapy are unlikely, and I'll tell you why. Most patients, when they find that they have a problem, they have pain or they see a lump or they have a bleeding or something like that, they go to their regular doctor. And the regular doctor treats them and treats them with what he is told is the right thing to do. And that usually means only surgery, radiation, and chemo.
Mm-hmm.
And when that doesn't work, and the cancer recurs, then usually they get back to the same doctor and complain and get more radiation and a different chemo and things like that. Only when they finally realize that nothing the doctor is doing for them is working and the doctor sends them home to die, so there's nothing more they can do for them, that's when we see them. In other words, we see almost exclusively terminally ill patients, those that have been sent home to die. Now comes the problem. We will do and we will issue statistics as soon as the Orthodox people do statistics on their terminal patients. We get only terminal patients. They get the early patients. So wow. It's not, you can't compare it.
Right.
So does anybody ever come there and, that is first diagnosed with cancer and say, I want to start here?
Very, very rarely, but yes, it does happen very rarely, but occasionally.
It's a shame because I'm sure the success rate would be
The success rate goes way up, I would say virtually to 100%.
Yeah.
Other than that, with the terminal patients, well, we sort of classify them early terminal and late terminal, which, you know, is not understood by orthodox medicine.
Yeah.
But anyway, usually when we see the not too late terminal, when they still can eat and drink and maybe walk, we have a success rate of, say, roughly, and I say roughly, I'm estimating, 35 to 45%. That's terminal patients.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Well, we are going to take a break, and we will continue with our guest, Charlotte Gerson. You're listening to Food Integrity Now on Castle Rock Radio.
This is the moment. It's on the line. Which way you gonna fall?
CastleRockRadio.com. Locally focused, nationally relevant, and globally heard.
Are you a person who is seeking understanding in your life, emotions, relationships, and/or career? Many people are ready for a new level of understanding. Are you? Work with Tammy at Empowerment Through Healing to discover the answers that may be hidden. Tammy is a medium clairvoyant and a life energy low Tai practitioner. Tammy can offer guidance through her work as a medium clairvoyant, working with your spirit guides to offer understanding at current life issues. Find more information and to contact Tammy, go to www.empowermentthroughhealing.com or you may phone her at 719-641-2017.
The Norwalk Juicer, constantly developing and improving since Dr. Walker produced the first one in 1934. Nowhere in the world is there another juicer which even remotely compares with the Norwalk. It is easy to use for salads, cereals, and flour, nuts and seeds, frozen fruit and herbs. Want to know more? Google Norwalk Juicers or call 1-800-405-8423. That's Norwalk Juicers or call 1-800-405-8423. My dog Fido was not eating, and I just didn't know what to do until I met Karen. She helped me connect with him, and I learned.
Hi, I'm Karen Cantrell, and I am an animal whisperer. I have the ability to connect with the energy of your animals. During our reading, you will gain valuable understanding of what the animal is experiencing and ways you can assist them, and also discover the special message and support your animals want to share to assist you on your own healing path. For more information, visit my website, healinganimalwhisperer.com.
We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Welcome back to Food Integrity Now. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Matt Spaeth and Susan Wright, and we are interviewing Charlotte Gerson of the Gerson Institute. Charlotte has been sharing about her father's discovery on curing cancer and other chronic diseases. And one of the things where we left off, Charlotte, was we were talking about how the majority of the patients that come to Gerson have already been diagnosed as terminal.
Yes. and in many cases sent home to die. Now, I also said that usually when they're in really, really serious terminal condition, we can save between 35% and 45%. But I have to say some of these patients, although they've had recurrences and the doctors tell them there's nothing they can do for them, if they're not in too serious a condition, we have seen as many as 75-plus results.
A little bit better than 2.9.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, yes. And, you know, it a good deal depends on what they are able to carry on at home. We do use the Norwalk juicer. It produces wonderful juice, some of the best. It's beautifully styled, stainless steel and all. It is fairly expensive, but it does the job, and it looks good in the kitchen, doesn't take up too much space, and so on. It does the job. It produces some of the best juice ever, aside from the other things that it'll grind and help that you mentioned in the ad.
Yeah, I know. Our co-host, Matt, actually has a Norwalk juicer, and he'll attest to that, too.
Great.
Great tasting juice. Fabulous.
Yes.
And so I want to go back to your father just real quickly.
Sure.
So he, you know, he discovered all these amazing things. And then what happened with your father?
Well, like I said, he was constantly being attacked, you know, one time when he was on national radio, he was actually interviewed as part of a program that was staged by the senator from Florida. Oh, gosh, the name just escapes me. And it was in the Congressional Record. And he, for the first time ever, he showed recovered patients in a congressional interview, whatever. And it was in the Congressional Record because that's where it went. But at the same time, there were in Congress four physicians, and they very carefully managed to get all of the people that were listening and all of the press removed from talking to Gerson and Gerson's patients that were being interviewed the first time ever that they showed recovered patients from terminal cancers in a congressional meeting. And, you know, they had a big party going with liquor and girls and so on. And they managed to completely get rid of the possible press coverage. And then later on, there was a report in the medical journal, the Journal of the American Medical Association, and they said, fortunately for the American people, this interview did not air much. That was fortunate, so that they couldn't learn how to heal cancer without the expensive and useless chemotherapy.
Charlotte, what do you think it's going to take for this kind of suppression to disappear?
To overcome?
Yeah.
Well, I believe we are on the way. It is, the situation is improving. Like I said, the public is learning. The public is understanding. And when we send out books and DVDs, they do come flocking and want to know more. And we do also training of doctors to train them in how to use the therapy in their places, in their clinics, and so on. And the last training session we had 21 doctors of all over the world, from all countries of the world.
That's fabulous. On that note,
I'm sorry, I can't say all the countries. There's 21. There's many more.
Right.
Than 21.
Do you want to share with our listeners the name of a couple of the books that they can get to find out more about the Gerson method?
The original book that my father wrote came out in 1958. And it was a major guide also for me. And then I was able to train doctors. They were doctors, but they were trained in the orthodox treatments. They didn't know how to heal cancer. I showed them how to apply the Gerson therapy to their medical knowledge. So I essentially trained those doctors. That was all based in my father's original book, which is now well, I'll tell you in a moment. It's called A Cancer Therapy Results of 50 Cases. However, because Orthodox Medicine and the Food and Drug Administration, they have tried every trick in the book to try to kill the Gerson therapy, there are a number of things that have had to be changed, and there are a number of things Dr. Gerson used that cannot be obtained anymore. They've just blocked it. So in order to keep the therapy alive and keep it going, and it's still very much working, I rewrote that book also more for the public, for laymen. And it's now called Healing Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, The Gerson Way. The Gerson Way, actually the subtitle is Healing Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, The Gerson Way. And that shows, and the public has picked that up, and it's been translated now in some 9 languages and distributed all over the world. They can't kill it anymore. The public wants to know.
Now, there are
several. They know that their friends, their relatives, their neighbors, their loved ones are dying, mm-hmm. having received all this supposedly wonderful scientific medical stuff, you know, that isn't working, and they're dying in misery and agony. And the Gerson patients, we see them living 5, 10, 20 years. One of our longest surviving melanoma patients, stage 4 when she first started, was given 3 to 6 months to live. That was 29 years ago. One of our longest surviving pancreatic cancer patients. And she was already vomiting blood. She couldn't hold food or anything, and the doctor gave her 1 week.
Wow.
And she came, and it's now been 24 years ago, and she's very much alive and well and running her husband's, who died, business. So these are results. And there's a professor of medicine in Japan who teaches medicine, who had colon cancer with liver metastases. And he used the Gerson therapy in 1992. His liver is clean. He's perfectly well. He's teaching. He's training. And he was thoroughly diagnosed. When they opened him up, they checked his liver, and sure enough, there were tumors in his liver. Doctors say once it's in the liver, even God can't help you. The Gerson therapy can and does. We have dozens of patients who had liver metastasized cancer who are surviving.
There are some films and documentaries that feature some of these
yes.
patients and also
yes.
interviews with you.
Yes.
One of which is Beautiful Truth.
The Beautiful Truth.
Yes.
And The Gerson Miracle.
Yes, and a very important one is called Dying to Have Known, where the videographer, the who produced these movies, he traveled all over the world, and he visited other doctors who are using the therapy. Now, then he also saw some doctors who are claiming, oh, it's not scientific, or it's never worked, it never will work. And then he visits the ones that are using it and where it works, and that have hundreds and hundreds of records. Everything is scientifically proved. And these guys are standing there with cheese in their faces. Anyway, these doctors are now all over the world, and this man is documenting not only the doctors and their records and many of their patients, but they're documenting recovered patients that had the breast cancer, say, 20, 35 years ago, and are living in their high 80s and 90s.
At the Gerson Institute, you have programs, educational programs. Can you describe what
yes.
those
we
are.
Have a program, aside from the program we have for teaching physicians who want to learn, and we also have a program for teaching caregivers. And unfortunately, the Gerson therapy is somewhat involved and work intensive. That's its worst side, side effect. It's work mm-hmm. intensive. It means that you have to produce fresh juice every hour, give patients a fresh glass of juice every hour, That's hyperalimentation. They can't eat. They have no appetite. But when we detox them and give them juice, then they can take this rich material that's fresh and living and organic and rich in nutrients and vitamins and minerals. They can take it in, and they can watch their pain disappear. And they can watch their tumors shrinking and shriveling. And they are delighted and happy, and they go home and they spread the word.
Well, that's what it's going to take.
Yes.
You know, just
it
just
takes the public.
The public
yeah. needs to demand it. The doctors are very happy because they make billions. Pharmaceutical companies and doctors and the AMA, they make billions on cancer. As a matter of fact, Ralph Morse, wrote a book. He was originally at Sloan Kettering, and he was pretty disgusted with what he found there. He wrote a book called The Cancer Industry. It's an industry, and they make billions. Actually, it's gone now into the trillions on cancer and other drugs that have horrible side effects. If you ever listen to the television ads, terrible side effects. It's amazing that people buy this stuff.
Well, I think that the public thinks that there are no alternatives for the most part.
The public is taught that. They're told
yeah, they
that.
Are taught that. They're conditioned.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, also, there's always a good portion of the public that they want to take a pill quick, you know, take care of it and go their merry way and not change their diet and food habits. And they don't want to stop smoking and drinking liquor. And they want to, you know, they want to live their life the way they feel they like it.
Well, there's also a lot of fear,
part
I think.
Of the public. But an ever-increasing group in the public that are seeing that their friends and relatives are dying with these medical treatments, they are now coming around and they want to get help. And they can get it. They can find it. It's there for them.
Yeah.
And for people that want to check out your DVDs and movies, I understand a couple of them are on Netflix, but can you give
they
us
are,
a source?
They're also available at the Gerson Institute, and you gave the number in there.
Yeah. Let's give that again. Gerson.org, and the phone number is 619-685-5353, and you can call and get a live person that's Pacific time between 9 and 5.
Not on weekends.
So we're going to take a break. We're here with Charlotte Gerson on Food Integrity Now. We will be right back.
CastleRockRadio.com. The future of radio.
Are you experiencing depression, anxiety, anger, or low self-esteem? Do you find yourself sabotaging what you really want to achieve? Jeannie Smith at Open Heart Healing can help you work through these issues to allow joy and quality back into your life. Jeannie has over 10 years of experience as a Gestalt therapist and Tai Chi practitioner, and her office is here in Castle Rock on South Perry Street. Jeannie works with adults, couples, and adolescents. Call for a free consultation at 303-660-6373. Again, that's 303-660-6373.
The Norwalk juicer, constantly developing and improving since Dr. Walker produced the first one in 1934. Nowhere in the world is there another juicer which even remotely compares with the Norwalk. It is easy to use for salads, cereals, and flour, nuts and seeds, frozen fruit and herbs. Want to know more? Google Norwalk juicers or call 1-800-405-8423. That's Norwalk Juicers, or call 1-800-405-8423.
I'm Carol Gravet, and I'm one of the hosts of Food Integrity Now and a certified life coach, and I'd love to share an amazing adventure with you. Have you ever dreamed of swimming with the wild dolphins? I'm not talking about the ones in captivity at Dolphin Quest. I'm talking about swimming with them in the wild. I invite you to join me for a trip of a lifetime to swim with the dolphins. This all-inclusive trip is really a trip of a lifetime. To find out more, go to wilddolphinswimadventures.com or email Carol at carol@coachwithcarol.com. Hi everyone, this is Carol again, and I just wanted to talk to you about one of our new sponsors, Hole in the Wall Herb and Vitamin Shop up in Woodland Park. The owners, Mark and Nancy Duvall, are not only close personal friends, but they're also my nutritional gurus. They are now selling, teaching, and doing Acira bioenergetic testing on their clients. I had this done, and I found out all my food allergies, emotional stressors, environmental sensitivities, hormonal balance, and I received a customized homeopathic remedy. Please call them for more information at 1-800-437-3240. Welcome back to Food Integrity Now. We are here with Charlotte Gerson from the Gerson Institute, and you're listening again to Food Integrity Now. Our website, if anybody wants to come check us out, is foodintegritynow.org, and we will archive all of our shows shortly after this live show. Charlotte, welcome back.
Thank you.
One of the things in our last segment I'd like to discuss with you is maybe some more examples of some cases. I know when you and I talked, I love the story of the osteosarcoma. And I don't know if you want to share that one, but I thought that was just so fascinating.
It's a very unusual story. Unfortunately, unless people have a fair understanding of what osteosarcoma involves and what it really is, it's a little bit difficult to explain, but I'll try.
Okay.
It's such a marvelous story. Okay, this young man, only 34 years old, came to the clinic with spreading osteosarcoma. He was diagnosed originally when it was in his hips, but as you know, cancer tends to spread. So it had not stayed in his hips. It had also produced a large tumor in his neck, in his spine, in the back, under the skull. And that's what brought him to the Gerson Institute because he had been treated with chemo and it didn't help, and the tumor was growing. And when there's a tumor like that in the spinal cord, it's in the spine, in the bony part of the spine, because osteosarcoma, osteo means bone. It's a bony sarcoma. And when it is in there, it can easily spread and penetrate the spinal cord that sends messages. And when it does that, the person gets paralyzed from the neck on down. So he was facing this paralyzing spreading because already the chemo and radiation he had received did not work. And it had spread it from the hips to this new site where he had a fairly large tumor visible. We were watching it, and he was there for 4 weeks at the clinic at the Gerson Hospital, and he did not notice there was not a noticeable reduction of tumor. And he was, frankly, worried and a little bit discouraged and disgusted. He didn't know what to do because there was no apparent change. So he went home after 3-4 weeks and carried on the therapy at home, doing what he had learned to do at the clinic. But still, nothing happened. So he finally decided he was going to have surgery. And he reported to his surgeon, and the surgeon looked at this. And, you know, when there's a cancer like that, he has a problem of extricating it because it penetrates and penetrates fibers into the bone. Very difficult to get rid of. He would have to, you know, cut into the bony tissue. And he was wondering how he was going to do that. But so in the meantime, what he did, he first slit open the skin, the outer level. Okay. And as he slit open the skin, the tumor jumps out at him. It pops right out.
That's amazing.
He has never, never in his life seen anything like that. It just doesn't happen. Because here it was no longer penetrating the bone, which it had been doing. It was no longer penetrating the bone or penetrating the muscles. So even the muscles smoothed back over, and all the surgeon had to do is just sew the skin back up, and that was it.
Wow. And how is this?
It was absolutely, he didn't know what to make of it. The surgeon had never, ever, in his many years of experience, never seen anything like it.
And how's this young man doing now?
He's doing fine. He's very happy. And of course, there's no more danger of paralysis or anything like that.
There have been a lot of studies and things over, you know, since the 1920s. There's been a lot of research done. Can you tell us of anything that you might be aware of that is recent that has
something
been...
Something that is not generally publicized on purpose because there's so much money to be made. And that is that there was a study done by an assistant to a professor at Harvard University. Now, this is a big one. And this assistant lady, a PhD, or going on for her PhD, found out that there was a great likelihood that the young men, particularly at Harvard, too, who were exposed to a fair amount of fluoride already as kids in their diet and in their toothpaste and so on, the higher the level of fluoride, the more osteosarcoma, bone cancer, the same kind of cancer, they would develop. And it's a very terrible kind of cancer, and very few, very rarely do people ever improve, let alone recover from it. So she did that research, and naturally, being that she was working for a professor, she handed it over to him for publication. But the professor looked at it and decided he wasn't going to publish it, and he slipped it into a bottom drawer in his desk.
Yeah.
He was hiding the material that showed that fluoride will tend to spread and cause bone cancer.
Well, you know, that's amazing because we know the nasty stuff that fluoride.
Because then finally this lady was on her own, and she published when she left Harvard. When she published this paper, now Harvard is sitting there with egg in their face, you know, and they were suppressing this material. Well, it turned out that the guy, the professor who was suppressing it, was paid by Colgate in order to make sure that the fluoride story would not come out.
We actually did a show, Charlotte, on our previous station, and it's on foodintegritynow.org about fluoride. So if our listeners want to know about that one too, they can go there and check that one out.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. So we only have about another minute or two left. Charlotte, is there anything else you want to share with us or any information about how...
Yes, well, there are so many other diseases that are difficult or supposedly incurable, like a lady who came into one of our training sessions, and she was legally blind, 4% vision left with eye damage. She had a seeing eye dog and all. And she went on the therapy, and now after about 7 or 8 months, I don't know exactly how long it is, she has 30% of her vision back.
Wow.
Unheard of.
Yeah.
Does not happen. And she has several siblings and other family members who have the same problem and who are blind.
Wow.
Nobody's ever been able to help them.
Yeah. Well, I want to give your information again. If you want to find out more about the Gerson therapy, you can go to gerson.org. And the phone number again there is 619-685-5353. And you can call and get a live person Monday through Friday, Pacific time. And,
Interrupt and just say that they can get the books and other books and various materials there too.
Yeah, yeah. All on your Gerson.org
yes.
website. And that's Gerson.org.
Yes.
Great. And for our new listeners who want to find out more information about the show and the host that you're listening to, you can check that out at foodintegritynow.org. And you can find our archive shows there and also our biographies.
Yeah. So thank you very much. We really appreciate you taking the time, Charlotte, to get this important information out. We will continue to have provocative shows like this. So we'll be on every Wednesday at 2 o'clock on Castle Rock Radio. You're listening to Food Integrity Now, and have a great day.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Thank you, Charlotte.